Welcome to the Mom Podcast, where you will find wisdom, inspiration, and hopefully lots of humor. We are thankful for you joining us today on the adventure of motherhood. Welcome back.
Hi, howdy. That's my opening for this
okay,
time.
Okay, howdy this time. Not howdy. What's up?
Yeah. And we have two guests with us today. It's not just us. I'm so excited. No. So maybe we can start by introducing you or introducing yourselves, rather. I don't know who.
Well,
who
let's
wants
first
to go
say they're from. First. They have a company called the Dearly Loved Company, and some of our moms might have known them from MomCon because they were there, and that's where we first met them. But we invited them to come to our women's conference and come and speak and share their devotional and share what God's doing in their lives and help moms to help them. Like for their kids to experience the Holy Spirit. So
I'm so excited because I don't really know your story or anything. So I feel like I'm learning all new things today because sometimes we know the guests and I already know the answers we're asking.
We just met
so
them
weird.
Today. I mean,
but I'm like, I get to get to know you today and I'm excited.
Yes. So cool.
Who wants to go first?
Well, we're so excited to be here. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Hillary Berry. Okay. I'm waving right now.
Okay. That's all right.
Well, I'm Hillary Berry. And I'm just so excited to be here. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, and I'm Krista. And? Krista Curtis is my name. It's so fun to be here, you guys. We are. Should I just jump in?
Yeah, why don't you jump in? Well, tell us about your families. Like, married, kids.
Okay, so I have a husband. We are about to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Super exciting. Fun. We have three kids, Axton, Judah, and Bravelin. And
those are such fun names. Yeah. Boy, girl, or what?
So two boys, Axton and Judah, and then Bravelin is our youngest. She's four.
Aww. So can I ask the story behind these names? Are they fun names?
Yeah. They definitely are. So Axon means like axe bearer or bearer of the axe. And we really felt like the Lord spoke over him that he is going to be just a warrior. And then his middle name is Cruz, which is cross in Spanish.
What a
and
cool
it's spelled
name.
Like C-R-U-Z. I'm like, oh. We just feel like he's going to be like a warrior for the gospel of Jesus. And he definitely is. He just carries that like, oh, he's eight. But and then Judah is Judah David. And Judah means praise. Mm-hmm. And when I was pregnant with him, God said, I want you to worship through like bringing this baby, you know, into the world. And I was like, I've had a baby before, and I was also a worship pastor at a church at the time.
Like,
and
worshiping
I was like,
is not on my
I
mind.
I know. Like, I can imagine what that would look like, and I don't know how that's all going to work together. Yeah. But crazily, my labor stalled with him, and my midwife was like, Jared, go get the guitar. And he was like, okay, you know, and he gets it. And we just start like having just this amazing prophetic worship time. And sure enough, here he comes. So his name is
during labor.
I love that
like
so
worship
much.
In the world, that's
so
amazing.
His name is worship, full abandonment, fully in love with Jesus. And this is my child that just like he's already found his secret place. It's amazing. He loves to spend time with God. He loves to hear God. And then Bravelin is our miracle baby. We had three miscarriages before we had her, and she had a full knot in her umbilical cord, and I had an emergency C-section, and if it had been an hour later, she would not be here. They thought she had brain damage and all kinds of stuff, was in NICU, and the doctors told us she's not going to be able to feed herself, she's not going to be able to walk, and we just prayed and prayed and prayed, and the next day they did an MRI, and it was all gone. So she's like our major miracle story. So that's, that's my family, and we moved to Michigan 2.5 years ago from California.
So I must ask, what takes you from a beautiful state of California to, not that Michigan's not beautiful.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
It's a little colder. It's a little chillier.
Just a little bit. Lakes.
Well, yes, there are beautiful lakes, but still, it's cold.
Yes. Well, my husband and I, we were part of church planting in California. So we were elders, worship pastors. I was also a kid ministry director. When you have a smaller church, you wear a lot of hats.
You're all the things.
Yes, you do.
You are all the things. And it was a beautiful community, really running after the Lord together. But God just clearly spoke to my husband and said, it's time to move your family to Michigan. And he was like, okay, are you going to tell Krista new... or am I going to tell Krista? Like,
yeah.
During this conversation. And so my parents were born and raised in Michigan. So I have extended family.
Okay.
Which is, Hillary's my second cousin.
Okay, I did not know that. That was going to be a question.
Fun fact.
How you knew each other.
Fun fact. Okay. So Hillary's my second cousin. So when we moved to Michigan, it was like very natural for us to connect. We also went to ministry school together in 2012. Mm-hmm. That's where our hearts truly connected to begin with. So yeah, God spoke in like within 2 days of that word from the Lord, his job transferred him to Michigan. Like it was so, and then just the red carpet rolled out. And
were you planting another church or?
Yeah. We didn't know what the Lord was sending us for. And we kind of thought like, okay, maybe we are supposed to church plant, or we're like, we're kind of trying to figure out what it is. But it's become apparent that what we're doing is what we came to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at least as like a first portion of it, you know? Yeah. And so the Dearly Loved Company has been birthed since then. And it's
how many years has it been?
2022.
Fall. It was fall of 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
But it's been going on like in our homes for years.
Right.
You know, it's been cultivated like this place of teaching our kids how to hear God's voice and just like valuing encounter and stuff. So I don't want
to
go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't wait to hear that, but we got to meet
Hillary.
Tell us about you.
I'm back, everyone. Okay. So I am from Michigan, born and raised.
Okay.
And my husband and I met in middle school for 1 year. Then we separated for high school. I ended up at Bethel the same year. Okay, going back to that. Chris
Bethel
and I
Michigan
ended up.
Or Indiana?
We ended up at the same ministry school in 2012.
Reading. Okay.
In Reading,
California.
Oh. At Bethel, sorry.
Oh, like, hey, there's lots of Bethels around here.
Is it like the Bethel?
Yeah. Like the Supernatural School of Ministry.
The worship comes from Bethel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we both ended up there in the same year. And I remember my grandma and
you're
her
like
grandma like called us both and were like, did you know your second cousin Krista's going to Bethel? I was like, no. And so that's like pretty awesome.
Wait, did you guys not know each other? Really?
I mean, we've met at family, like family stuff, but we were never close.
10 years younger than me.
Okay.
So when we were even in family gatherings, like she was like a toddler.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
And I was.
And it's extended. And we're second cousins.
Yeah, we're second cousins. But because we were going to end up there, everyone like
looked for each
connected
other.
And we ended up living like next door neighbors.
We were neighbors. Mm-hmm.
And
you're like,
both singers.
Like, yeah. We're both very musical worship leaders.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. How cool.
So,
it's like the tribe of the worshipers.
I know. It's so exciting. It just felt like such like a God connection.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we'd both end up at the same ministry school in the same year, being that far apart in age and everything.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Coming back to me, I came back from Bethel, got home, and I started worship leading at my dad's church, and I met my husband again, ran into him. He's like, hey, do you want to go to a meteor shower? And I was like, that sounds romantic. Let's do it. We got married 2 months later.
Wow.
That's a whole other story. But
did he ask you to marry him at the meteor shower?
No.
Okay.
Oh, but I mean, shortly after.
First date.
We got married really quick. We knew that it was right.
Yeah.
And God was leading it, and
so cool.
We have 4 kids now, and we are very happy.
And what's your ages, names of kids?
Okay,
we
so
love kid names, like this is like our thing.
I love
yes, of course. I'd planned my kids' names my whole life. I always wanted to be a mother. Always wanted a family, but I didn't use any of those names. Everyone, so
I didn't use any of my names either.
So our oldest. She's going to be 10. She's Ariella. It means Lion of God.
Mm.
And she is awesome. She is just a strong, fiery, I think she might
leader.
Be a 7, but she's also very emotional. So I don't know. She's like me, like 4-7, whatever.
What's
depends on the day. But Ariella. And then our second is Maya. She's named after Jeremiah. We felt like she had a very prophetic gift. And God told my husband we were going to name her Evangeline because she also has a very evangelistic heart.
Mm.
Which is amazing because you see these names play out like it's so the Lord.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
It's incredible.
My kids too. Yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So Maya's named after Jeremiah. And our third, her name is Gemma. And okay, so Ariel is 9, Maya is 8. She's 8 now. Gemma is 6. And I just loved that name. And we had a joke like, haha, if we have another girl ever, we're going to name her Gemma. And my husband was like, okay. And that's never been the conversation. You know, it's always like, oh, no, that's not it. That's not it. Yeah. That's not it. Mm-hmm. And like, so, yeah. So I'm like, it's going to be Gemma. And then we got pregnant soon after that. And it was another girl. And so we've got our little Gem, we call her. And she is truly a Gem.
My niece is a Gemma. Is it a J or a G?
It's a G.
So is my niece.
Oh, I love it. That's
people
awesome.
People will call her Gemma.
I know.
I'm like,
Gemma.
Are you serious?
Really? I'm sorry. No offense to those people.
You know the word gemstone, right? Would you say gemstone? But, like, no.
If a G is followed by an E, it's always a J.
Yeah. Well, that's people do not know this.
E-I-R-Y. Cool, I
yeah. So there you go.
I'm relearning it.
Literacy teacher
grade.
Coming out over here.
I know, Gemma.
What's going? I just got married to Clark Gemma.
I mean, it doesn't even sound pretty.
I was like, who would do that?
Gemma. I can't. I mean, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, she's very unique and amazing. And then our last one is a boy. Okay. And he is 4 and his name is Wesley.
Aww.
And so, yeah.
It's funny. You guys had kids like around the same ages too.
I know. That's crazy. Yeah. It was like we left Reading and my husband and I got married the year after we finished school, and then she went home and just got married.
I did.
That sure did. 2 months later, she's like, come on, let's do it.
Like, I met someone and we're getting married. I'm like, okay. I'm so glad it worked out.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet him.
It's amazing. I feel like they have such a beautiful marriage. It's
are
really
you four
incredible.
Close? Like, do you live near each other and are close? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We do. Yeah,
we have like family sleepovers, you guys. Aww. This is close family. When everybody wants to hang out, like I was telling Teresa, our husbands are having a sleepover with all of our kids tonight while we're here, just because they like to hang out.
It's better to be together while you're tackling all the children.
Yeah, I'm kidding. That's what I would do if you guys were gone. I'd be like, Hillary, come on, let's do a sleepover.
Heck yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do a lot of family life together. We have our own traditions and holiday adventures. That's and awesome. our kids are with each other because Hillary and I work together, so we spend one day a week working and the kids get their like community time with each other. And so
that's awesome.
And so they spend a lot of time together and they love each other.
Well, since you brought it up, maybe you can talk. How did this company come about? Maybe say the name again. I don't know. We said
Dearly
it, right?
Loved.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm wearing the merch today.
I know you are. Guys. That is so fun. I love it. So the Dearly Love Company just started with the hunger to share what we've seen God to do in our own homes with our kids. And just wanting to encourage and equip other parents to know like that they can do this. They can disciple their kids in the home. Mm-hmm. That it's not always, you know, passing off to kids ministry and then come home and it's just normal life, but it like integrating our relationship with Jesus daily in the home and with each other. So we just want to see families on fire and we want to see the next generation know who God is and be known by him and to actually hear his voice. Like, we want this next generation to know the reality of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Jesus for real until I was 17 and I grew up in a Christian home. I went to church twice a week and I actually had an amazing prayer life with Jesus, but it was just one way. Like, I didn't know how to hear him back. Mm-hmm. And so
that you could hear him back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
where do you think the disconnect was between not being able to hear him?
I don't know if I was really like taught.
Mm-hmm. Like expecting to hear
the expectation
you could hear him,
right?
Like, I'm not listening for your response because I don't think you talk to me, kind of a thing, you know. Okay. I think that's like a huge part of it.
I feel like a lot of what we do with our kids is we raise their expectation. It's like one of our main ways that we can teach them, because the word of God says that we are his sheep and we will hear his voice. Mm-hmm. And so by speaking the truth of God's word and like raising that expectation every day. So I'll say things like, guys, we're going to hear Jesus today. Mm-hmm. What does he have to tell us? Like, yes. This is so exciting. Mm-hmm. Like, he has a word for each one of us that's so unique, mm-hmm. that he wants to speak to us. He wants to move in us. And, like, I absolutely love my parents, and they did amazing. And I have a very good foundation. And look where I am now. And a lot of it is because my mom was on her prayer floor, mm-hmm. praying and interceding for me. Mm-hmm. But, like, I wasn't raised with that, like, yeah. speech, mm-hmm. in the home, mm-hmm. you know. Right. So I think a lot of it is just, like, simple things we can do as yeah. parents to just raise the expectation, the expectancy yeah. in our kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I trailed off there, but.
No, that's so good. Yeah. I think as a parent, sometimes it's like I can feel the Holy Spirit. I can hear mm-hmm. him speak, but it's hard to give language to my kids, like how to describe it. How can you do it? And so I just yeah. I love your devotional and the way it walks you through that and gives words, pictures, and things to do for them to encounter him. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a devotional like this mm-hmm. before, and that's what just blew me away, where I'm like, usually the devotionals are like a paragraph long and then it's just like a story and it's topical things, mm-hmm. but I'm yeah. like, our kids at a very young age can feel mm-hmm. and sense the presence of him, and he talks to our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we just like to have a tool to be able to help them to see that and experience and know that. And I think about myself as a little girl, like I could feel and experience him. Mm-hmm. I probably couldn't put words to what I was going, you know, what he was yeah. saying. I could, but I couldn't. But I felt it at a very young age.
Yeah.
But I never heard anyone else say things the way that I was experiencing them.
Yeah.
So it's like neat to start at a young age for our kids to like grow up in that way,
yeah,
to absolutely. Know that. Yeah. So
I grew up as a pastor's kid and a missionary kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked away from everything at 17 with the belief that if I can't do it perfect, then I'm not going to do it at all. But I always still heard God. Mm-hmm. This is so crazy. Like, he would tell me to pray for people, and I'd be like out drinking, doing crazy stuff with my life for these years that I was away from the Lord. And I would be like, I have to pray for you, mm-hmm. like in a bar, mm-hmm. you know, like God wants me to pray for you. Or like, wow. I came home one day, and my mom she couldn't hear. She lost her hearing in one ear. And I came home and I was like, as I stood at the doorstep, I heard the voice of the Lord in my heart say, when you go in there, you need to pray for your mom's ear. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anyone was awake. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I come in and my mom is sitting on the couch. And I was like, oh, man. You gotta pray for you.
Well, you were obedient.
And she was healed. Great. Like, wow. The next day, she could hear. Crazy. Yeah. So all that to say, like, I feel like I've heard God's voice. And I think, like, through my life, it's been something that I haven't always treasured the same mm-hmm. way, you know.
Yeah.
But I can recognize the mm-hmm. voice of the Lord. And I think that we can get kind of caught up in it needing to be a certain way, or yeah. thinking it's going to be a certain way, and then it doesn't turn out to be that way, and so we kind of miss it, you know, because mm-hmm, yeah. we're not expecting God to give us a picture or a feeling. Like, sometimes my kids are in their prayer cave and I'm like, okay, what did God share? Like, what did he tell you? And they're like, I don't know, I didn't hear anything. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you feel? And it's like, I just feel like he loves me so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there you go. Yeah. That's what he's mm-hmm. speaking, yes. you know, and he's mm-hmm. allowing you to feel that. And so for me, when I stepped into, you know, directing kids ministry, I felt like the Holy Spirit nudged me and the executive pastor's wife. We kind of like tag teamed it together, and we just felt like we wanted kids to come away with an experience with God mm-hmm. and to learn the word and to know the word. But like you said, it's like topical stories mm-hmm. and it's like, kids are deep. They're mm-hmm. deeper than we give them credit for.
Oh, yeah.
And they feel things deeply. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the spiritual things, they're ready for something authentic and something real and a real experience with God. And yeah. we were just like, we want to provide just space for God to give, like, to speak to these kids and to share with them his love for them. And so that was kind of where I think it started for me, this space of like recognizing, wow, kids really hear God. Mm-hmm. And hearing the things that they would say, mm-hmm. and what God was speaking to them, I was like, this is ministering to me.
You know? Yeah,
you
totally.
You guys are like really profound right now. And so then my kids were only little at the time. You know, my oldest was like 3.5, 4 when we I was doing that, my oldest. And so then when we moved here and I started homeschooling, God said, just start with me every day. Lead your kids into a moment with me every day. Let me speak to your kids and I will give you grace for the rest. And yeah. So I did. And I have like these notebooks of journals, like before Dearly Loved was ever created. I have these notebooks of these pictures that they've drawn. And my oldest was like, I see this tree. And he drew this picture of this tree. And he said, God told me that it's an oak tree and that I'm an oak tree. And he's never read those verses before. Like, he's never seen that before. He doesn't know how to go into it. And it's just
one place it comes from.
Right. Yeah, and it's just, and I got to open up the Bible and be like, these are oak. You are an oak of righteousness. You are this generation that's going to rebuild the ruined cities, you know? And this is what God is speaking. I mean, it's just, I could go on and on. It's just so amazing that God is so ready to like share their own destiny with them. But honestly, it all starts from a place of them knowing who they belong to.
What
like
brought you God's love. Back to Jesus? Because you said you walked away at 17. I'm curious.
I know.
Clearly,
right?
You're back.
Clearly,
clearly, so I'm back. Clearly, yes. How did that?
So
come about?
When I was, 27 ish, I think I needed peace. I was trying to figure out if I was supposed to stay in a relationship or not stay in a relationship, and I was a bartender for like 11 years. So I was working at the bar and my friend was like, I think I'm going to go to church tomorrow just to get some peace. And I was like, that's a novelty idea. I haven't been to church in a long time. Huh. So I walk into a church by myself on Sunday morning. And as soon as I just got to my seat, the tangible love of God just started like washing over me. I can't tell this story without crying, but it just washed over me. It was like waves of love. Mm-hmm. And I, after being in the world for so long and experiencing the love of the world, quote unquote, you know, the perverted, the not real love, you know, and then to experience the love of God wash over me like that. And I just knew I stood up. I was never the same. I went to my mom. Aww. I said, I think I got saved. And I was like,
I'm assuming she's been praying this whole time.
Yeah, of course. Totally. Both my parents and she, this is the my mom's super prophetic and intercessor. And she was like, because God had told her 2 weeks before to sign me up to go to the prophetic conference at Bethel.
Oh my goodness.
And she was like, she's not going to go. Lord, she's not going to go. And she's like, just sign her up, buy her a ticket. And my mom did, and faith. And literally 2 days before the conference, I come to her and say, think I got saved. She's like,
I know,
right? Good, because I have a ticket for you to come to this conference. And I couldn't tell you who spoke at that conference. I couldn't tell you any names or anything. Like, I met Jesus there. I started on my knees and I ended dancing.
The rest doesn't matter.
And it's just, it's like, so I've good. Just, it's all him, you know, it's all everything. And I've just never turned back. It's that's so, awesome. Yeah.
I love that. Yes. Okay, so now you're there at Bethel. Did you go to school? Then you started.
No,
going.
So I just went to that conference.
Just the conference.
And then, like, I was in my apartment and I was just folding my laundry, and all of a sudden, the presence of the Lord came in the room to the point where I physically like put my hands in the air. It was like so powerful and strong. And God just spoke to me and he said, it's time to go to Bethel. And I was like, okay, great. I'll do the school of worship. Like, it'll be 2 weeks. I'll come back to my life. And he's like, nope. You're going to move and you're going to do the school of ministry. And I was like, I was 28 at the time. Oh, and I was like, I don't really want to start over. But I was also like, okay, I'm a round peg in a square hole right now. Anyways, I had no Christian friends. I was just going wherever. I would go to my parents' house and sit on their couch and be like, can you guys pray for me? You know, because I was just so like hungry, and I was experiencing so much of the Lord at that time. And so, yeah. So
need someone to share it with.
Yeah, totally. And that was, it was a beautiful place for us to meet, and also for God to just set in me this foundation of my identity in him.
Yes.
And also to meet my husband, who's
that you met him there.
Yeah, we met.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so now you're back in Michigan, the two of you.
Yeah.
And they're second cousins.
And she prayed me here too.
I did.
Was her.
Oh. I did. About 6 months before they moved, I felt like God, my husband and I felt like God was speaking to us about starting like a prayer room. And so I was praying over this building at the time.
Oh my God.
And I was like, God, if I could have do ministry with anybody, it would be Krista and Jared and my brother and sister at the time. They were living in New York. And both of them, both sets have moved back.
No way. From that, like from, you were,
I mean,
praying and then asking from California and New York to Michigan. Oh,
man. When and the day I found out they were moving, I was on a run and the Holy Spirit like dropped them in my mind and they were like, he was like, you need to pray for them. I like went on this intercession run for them and then I go to church that night and their
aunt
was there and they're like, have you heard the news? Krista and Jared are moving here. And I was like, what? I was just praying for them. This is so insane. I was like crying and I was like, oh my gosh, this is just
So did you start this prayer room? Is that how this started?
Nope. Dearly Loved is our prayer room. Oh, our homes are our prayer room.
Okay. Funny how that works. Yeah. We felt like God said, you know, I felt like the word I got from the Lord when we moved here was, I care so much about what you're doing Monday through Saturday. Would you build an altar of prayer and worship in your home? Would you would you become a home that is a place of worship and prayer and discover what that looks like as a family? And so we've literally, like, Dearly Loved is not just something that we've created. It's something
that's what we're living. So it started as something your family was just doing. So it's a devotional that you've created over the years. Okay.
And then we... So we.
Well, what made you start the like? What made you start writing the devotional?
Yeah. So, so we had, you know, we kind of came together knowing that we wanted to create some kind of resource for families, and that we also have always dreamed of having a company together, even from way back when. Yep. And
maybe
we,
it's in the cards for us somewhere.
I know, we want a company.
We want one too.
Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
And we just are like, love designing things and branding things as well. And like, so we wanted it to be like all inclusive. We wanted to be something that's like really meaningful and deep, but also is like, looks amazing.
Fun. And it's you guys actually really do that well. I mean, really, we look at your Instagram pages and you guys, the fonts you use, the all, it's so cool. It's very beautiful.
Thank you guys.
So
very beautiful. Thank you. I mean, we went straight to your booth at MomCon. Kind of, like, this is so
and
cute.
It's so their fun. Merch, their things. Yeah.
We love
it. So nice. Yeah.
We carry such a heart for what we do and we also love fun stuff to wear and that's cozy. So
that's awesome.
And we believe that people want to carry the message, you know, and we want there to be positive things for people to carry. And one of our shirts is like a Revival in the Home shirt and it has this prayer on the back of it that is so powerful and just is really the prayer of our hearts that we've prayed over our home to see like God's presence fill our homes, to see our walls be worship and our doors be praise and our foundation be that of prayer and to really see revival in our home, not just in a not just in a building and in a space when we come together with everybody. And that, like, how much more would we will we experience that if we're already experiencing true revival in our home where we're being reawakened, we're being come alive to the things of the Lord, we're truly living you know, not just doing life and doing all the right things and saying the prayers before meals, but we are like, we are alive to the things of God. We are awake to the Holy Spirit and to what he's doing. And we are, we're on mission for the kingdom of the Lord, right? As families. And this is like our heartbeat.
Absolutely.
We, and it's awesome. Know that that is like, God is raising up families. Family is, he is looking at families in this hour. He's looking at kids, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has such good plans for families, you guys.
Yes,
and he is raising us up and making us stronger. And so we are just are so honored to get to be a part of it. This is his idea, you know, and this is what he's doing.
Yeah.
So
now, although we remain very young, our children are older. Do you have like an age range? This is appropriate. You feel like you can start it whenever because you have little kids. But we have, is it okay with big kids?
So I would say absolutely. Okay. We created it. Yeah. And so that family could encounter God's presence together. And so we encourage the parents who are like walking their kids through the book to actually do it as well. So it's really transcendent. I'd say the only thing is the photography in it is younger generation from like 3 to 12, you know, and that's what we have on the edge of the book. But we've had parents buy it for their like adult children. We've had adults buy it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's so impactful for them to hear what our encounters are in the midst of it. You know, I came together with my kids one day and we're like going into prayer and it was so chaotic. They were like having one of those days. And I was like, okay, we're just going to pray. Like, get started. You know what I mean? Because it's like crazy. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, enter in. Like, be present with me in this moment. And so I closed my eyes and I started praying. And I like truly like engaged. And I saw this picture of Jesus in the middle of the room. And he had all these gifts. And we were just walking around him. And we were talking to each other. And we're like, oh, Jesus is in the room. This is so great. Sorry, I stopped talking in the microphone. And Jesus is like ready to hand us these gifts and these presents. And but we were so content to just have him in the room. And I shared that with the kids. I said, you guys. And I'm like weeping. Like, I'm like seeing Jesus. And I'm like, guys, Jesus is here. He's with us. And he has gifts for us. And let's just go into our prayer caves and let Jesus give us the gift that he has for us. And they all went into their prayer caves and it was so profound. But it was because, not because, God can do it anyways, but like I entered in and I went to a place where I'm like, I'm seeing Jesus and I'm asking Jesus what he wants to do. And I'm engaged with what God is doing so that I can help them.
Well, and they always say kids learn better from action than just words. So
Yeah, absolutely.
See you encountering.
Totally.
Yep. First in us, then in them. We say that a lot.
One of our slogans.
It's got to be in here as a parent first for them to like realize that it's possible for them. I would love to share a testimony.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear it. When we were like discussing the Dearly Loved Company, it was the book that was first, not the company second. We were like in my family over the summer, we'd have our prayer times and I have my second born. She like is a seer and like really sensitive to the spirit. So from the time she was like a toddler, she'd wake up at two years old and be like, I saw Jesus in my room last night and he was wearing white and he was fighting a demon out of our house and like in battle. And so she was, she's just always been really sensitive to hear God. And I remember like in our prayer times over the summer, my oldest, she is like naturally very analytical in her mind. And we'd get done and I'd be like, what are you, what is God speaking? And she's like, I didn't get anything. Why am I not hearing God? Like, why is everyone else hearing from God, but I'm not? And like as a mother, my heart just sank and it was just like, God, you want to control it, you know, you want to like make it happen, but it's not, it's not you. It's between her and God. And I remember going to the Lord just being like, God, please speak to her. Like, you know, like, what am I trying to say? Like, just like, God, like, please speak to her. And he spoke to me and he said, Hillary, I want to talk to Ari more than you would ever want me to talk to Ari. Like, I'm already speaking to her. And he said to me, I want you to start creating a space in your home for intentional like prayer to come meet with me. And he's like, I want you to do it every day. And so I got this green circle mat out and I laid it out on the floor. And every day I'd get the kids, I'd gather the kids and be like, all right, this is our prayer time. We're going to meet with Jesus. And we started doing it every day. And about 2 weeks later, she heard from God for the first time. And it was just like she shot her head up and the light on her face and the smile across her face. She's like, God showed me a vision and he showed me a tree and the tree was a cabin and the lights were on. And he was like telling me to come in and spend time with him. And like she's heard him every time ever since. And it, and I say to this day, like, really all we can do is create that space in our home and get our kids there and then God does the rest. And that's really what it's about. And that's why we're here in the Dearly Loved. And that's why we do what we do, because we want to equip parents to know, like, God's got this. You've got this. Like, it's more simple than, like, we kind of make it feel like it's such a big thing and it's this hard thing. And it's really just, go sit on your couch together and say, okay, Jesus.
So what will you share with the moms tomorrow? What are you kind of sharing?
A lot of what we, what we've already spoke. We're going to be sharing some testimonies. I'm going to be sharing that testimony. And then we're going to be sharing, like, practical ways, like in the Bible, how we hear God. Mm-hmm. What are ways that he speaks? Because he speaks in different ways. He can speak through visions and pictures and
words and feelings,
unknowing. Sometimes you just like know, like, I'm supposed to go pray for my mom.
Like Jesus knew their thoughts, you know? Like that's Jesus knew their thoughts. It's like an understanding that God's speaking. Or, you know, Samuel, he heard the audible voice of God. And, you know, or maybe it comes in pictures or visions and things like that. And just to give kind of a little bit of what we write out in the beginning of the time with God section, it's just giving like context for how what to be expectant for, what to be expecting, and then like how to, a little bit of practical of how to walk your kids through encounter so that you know, they can learn and understand from some of the things that we've done. And and then we're going to lead them through an encounter,
which is going to be awesome. We're very expectant to see
super expectant.
God speaking to mothers maybe for the first time, or maybe about what God has in store for their family. But we're really, really excited.
Well, I feel so much starts from the mom, and you know, it she brings it home.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear you guys tomorrow.
I know. This has been such a great conversation. I love your hearts. I love your hearts for the Lord. And I just commend you in how you are moms and how you lead. I mean, I know your husband does too, lead your family and your kids in this. It's beautiful. I love hearing it. So
thank you. Right. So we like to close with like, what is motherhood teaching you right now? If anybody has one ready to go, I don't know. What are you being taught right now?
I think I could share mine through a quick story, which is my oldest has recently come to me and started sharing his feelings about things. And my oldest is not a touchy-feely person. If we're talking Enneagram, he's probably a 5.
Yes.
Very analytical.
Yes.
Very like, I think, I don't feel kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And he's come to me, you know, and said recently, just over the last couple months, like, I feel like when you do this, you don't like that. Or like really telling me what I do, how it makes him feel.
Oh, wow.
And I went to him yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, and I just took him by the hands and I was like, buddy, please don't ever stop telling me like how healthy emotionally you are to be able to come to me and articulate how some things that I do make you feel and how you're interpreting them. And I just said, I'm so thankful that you do that, and I'm so grateful that you do that. And I think that's what motherhood is teaching me right now, as I'm stepping into these stages with kids that are just starting to, rather than just crying or getting mad,
they're like
or
real
whatever
people,
they're like they're like real people that can articulate that. To not let those moments slide by, where I can actually make a heart connection with them on it and be like, I need your voice in my life. You know? So that's been really special.
They teach us a lot too.
Oh my goodness.
Sure can.
Every day.
Right?
And humble us quickly.
Yes, very quickly. There's a lot of apologies in my home.
It's good. It's fine. Yeah. What about you, Hillary? What's motherhood teaching you right now?
I'd have to say motherhood is teaching me how to be present. I feel like I'm a big dreamer and I'm a big looking forward kind of person. I'm always wanting to get to the next thing. But I feel like, especially like I have a 10-year-old, about to be 10-year-old, and I feel like she is turning into like a little woman, you know? And it's like just taking every day to be really present with them and connecting with them and not letting those times slip by. And I want to really know them and them to really know me. I feel like that's been on my heart a lot, even just this week, that it's so easy to get so caught up in all of the things that we have to do, you know, all the things, all the lists. You kind of like get through your day like, okay, we're gonna make breakfast, we're gonna do homeschooling,
you do
and you
can time okay
right
next
and then
day.
Suddenly you're in dinner and then it's bedtime routine and then it's the next day and it's like I want to know them and I want them to know me and then feel known, not just getting through all the motions, you know.
Yeah.
So that's.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, this is awesome. I feel like I'm in a conversation with people and I haven't heard anything from you guys, and that's like super hard. I want to hear all your stories. Right.
We
want to
get to know you.
We want to get to know you.
But if you are local and want to come hear them tomorrow, come join us at the mom conference, right? Or not?
Yeah.
I always say mom. It's not. It's women's conference.
It's a women's conference at the chapel. Yeah.
And hear Summer speak.
Yes, yay. Summer. Oh,
remember your so talking tomorrow.
I can't even. Okay. But yes, thank you for coming and coming from Michigan. I just think the women, the moms, I know when I went to conferences when I had young kids, I always was looking for resources. And so you guys, I think the moms are really.
I feel like I need to go
really,
buy one before they're all gone.
Yeah, I have one and I've loved it. And I want to just say my 10-year-old daughter and I did your devotional and we were both in our prayer caves and God gave us both the same pictures. And so we both just cried in the pictures that he gave us and that he gave it to both of us. I was like, Lord, wouldn't you just do that? And
that's
so
amazing.
It's so beautiful. So I just really appreciate it. So
it's incredible. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you
guys.
Thanks for having us, you guys.
Peace out.
We don't ever know how to close.
That's it.